Okay, let's pick up from the very bottom of Mem Vav Amid Aleph, where it says, "Bayirim Brachama Hamishtach V'Lahar Avan of Mahulim Mizbeach." Person bows down to a mountain. What's the halacha with using those stones for a mizbeach? In other words, a person bows down to the mountain. Normally, we say that the mountain obviously doesn't become Aser Bahana, certainly not, right? And the question is like this. We know that if a person bows down to an animal, the animal becomes what's called ne'avad. It's worshipped, and the animal cannot be used as a karban. We say it's asr l'gavah. It's asr to be used for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's asr to be used as a karban. The question is, we know that the animal, even though you're not allowed to use it as a karban, but it's mutter for you to have, right? You're allowed to sell it if you want. You're allowed to have it as a steak for dinner if you want. So now the question is, what about if a person bows down to the mountain? We know that a mountain doesn't become asr bana. So in theory, if a person bows down to the mountain in their backyard, and then they want to sell that mountain, there's nothing wrong with that. It's not asr lehedyet. But the question is, does the mountain attain this like status of nevad, so that if stones are hewn from that mountain, the stones are now okay to be used in the Beis HaMikdash, right? Do you say that they attain like the status of nevad? Avanav ma'ul mizbech. It's stones. What's the halacha with using its stones to make a mizbech and use that mizbech to offer kabanos in the Beis HaMikdash? Yesh nevad b'mechubar etzel gavoa, o ein nevad b'mechubar etzel gavoa. Number one, we have to know, do you say that there's such a thing as nevad b'mechubar, that something that's connected to the ground can attain the status of nevad with respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, such that we'd say that just like for an animal that's nevad, you can't bring an animal as a carbon, so too a stone, right? Something that's connected to the ground also can have the status of nevad. Oh, in nevad mamuchah reitzel gavar. Do you say that? No, it's not possible for something that's connected to the ground to get the status of nevad. Now, im timtzel omer yesh nevad mamuchah reitzel gavar. And even if you say that there is such a thing as nevad by mechubar, it's possible for something that's connected to the ground to get the status as a nevad. But still, there's another question that we need to know. This is all part of Rama Ruchama. Machshiri carbon ke carbon damu? Oh, lo. Do you say that something that's part of the preparations of a carbon? In other words, a stone that's being used to build a mizbeach, the mizbeach is not brought as a carbon. The mizbeach is a facilitator to bring carbonos on. So, machshir carbon ke carbon damu? Do you say that things that are used as preparation for a carbon, those have a status like a carbon? Oh, lo. Or not. In other words, so Rama Ruchama walks in and he has this fascinating chakira. He wants to know, if a person bows down to a mountain, are the stones obtained from that mountain usher to be used for a mizbeach? And this question really has two questions built into that. Part one is, we have to know that we would have to make an assumption here, that if for this question to get off the ground, we'd have to, number one, if I were to say that the stones of the mizbech might be problematic, why would we say, well, first of all, we have to know, does the whole concept of nevad apply to things that are connected to the ground? Is it possible for the mountain to become, to have the status of nevad, even though it's mechubar lekarka? Now, let's say you say that it is. Now we have the second part of Rama Ruchama's question, which is that if you do say such a thing as nevad, applies to things that are connected to the ground, we still have a question. Well, maybe we know that nevad applies in halacha, but that's by animals that are being used as a carbon. So when something is offered as a carbon, so then I can understand that the thing can't be brought as a carbon if it was worshipped. But what about something that's not being brought as the carbon itself? Maybe the only thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is particular about is bringing carbonos from things that were worshipped. But to make a mizbeach out of something that was worshipped, maybe there's no problem with that. That's Rama Ruchama's question. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Kavachomer. Rava says, I think I could address Rama Ruchama's question based on Svara, based on logic, the logic of a Kavachomer. What's the logic? So says Rava, Ma esnan shemutu betalash lehedyet, asr b'mechor b'legavoa. Just like when it comes to an esnan, it's mutter when it's disconnected, and we say it's mutter when it's disconnected, it's mutter bahana, for any regular person, and still it's asr when it's connected, and it's asr takash baruch hu, it's asr to be used for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning to say like this. Remember, we said that an esnan is something that's given. It's the payment that's given for the services that a zona provides. So in exchange for her services, she gets, let's say, a sheep, or she gets gold, or she gets a house, whatever it is that you're giving her in exchange for her services. Well, let's say you give her, a person gives her a sheep for her services. So that sheep is what's called an esnan, and that sheep cannot be brought as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. Right, the pasuk says lo savi esnan zona mecher kelev. You're not a Beis HaShem Elokecha. Do not bring an esnan zona to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't, you can't bring an esnan as a carbon. So if that woman later, she becomes a very nice woman, and she does tshuva, now she wants to bring a carbon for whatever reason, let's say maybe she violated Shabbos b'shogeg, and now she needs to bring a carbon. So where is she going to bring the carbon? So it happens to be she has an extra animal lying around the house. I shouldn't say lying around, but she's got an animal available that she could bring as a carbon. And now, can she bring that as a carbon? The answer is no. That animal is repulsive. It's, as far as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned, it's ma'os, it's repulsive to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's heavily interconnected, it's heavily associated with the act of Znus. And so, that animal is usher. Now, the question is, but if she wanted to have it as steak for dinner, or if she wanted to sell on the market, that would be fine. Right? That would be 100% fine. It's usher the gavoa, but it's still mutal hadid. It's not usher bahana'a. So what Rava says is, so when an esnan is something that's not connected to the ground, we know that it's mutter for a hedyet. There's nothing wrong with that woman selling that animal on the market. But still, an esnan would be usher to use for the Beis HaMikdash. And not only is it an animal that would be a problem to use for the Beis HaMikdash, if it would be mechubar lekarka, it would also be usher. So in other words, if in exchange for her services, she got, instead of getting an animal, she got stones for a house or real estate or whatever it is, so she couldn't then turn around, and if she becomes a good, fully devout Orthodox Jew, and she doesn't want to do this stuff anymore, she wants to donate this to the Beis HaMikdash, that stuff cannot be used for the Beis HaMikdash. That's what Rava argues. He says, Ma esnan, shemutar betal shlehedit, just like when it comes to an esnan, which when it's disconnected from the ground, when it's something that's immovable, let's say it's an animal, whatever it is, it's permitted for a hedyet. There's nothing wrong with her using it for herself, there's nothing wrong with selling it in the market. But it's still going to be usher. An esnan is usher when it's connected to the ground, and it's usher to give to the Beis HaMikdash. How do I know this? Dechsiv is the pasuk writes, Lo savi esnan zona umechir kelev. Do not bring an esnan zona. Do not bring the payment that was given for the services of a zona, or mechir kelev, or the exchange of a dog. Lo shna talish, v'lo shna mechubar. It doesn't make a difference if it's talish, it doesn't make a difference if it's mukhabar. In other words, Rava's making a diuk in the pasuk. From the pasuk doesn't qualify anything here. The pasuk just says, any esnan zona, right? It says, lo savi esnan, it doesn't qualify, it doesn't say what kind of esnan, what was given as payment for her services. It just says, something that was given to a zona in exchange for her services has no place in the Beis HaMikdash. And so you see, regardless of whether that esnan is talush or mechubar, the pasuk doesn't specify, and therefore we assume it's unequivocal. Anything, whether it's talush, whether it's mechubar, is a problem to be used for the Beis HaMikdash. And so you see that for an esnan, that's when it's mechubar, when an esnan is mechubar legavoa, it's usher, but still when it's talush, and we're dealing with the hedyet, it's still mutter for the hedyet, it's still permitted for the hedyet to use. She could take an esnan that's talush and sell it if she wanted to. So nevad, so then when it comes to nevad, so let's keep this clear then. So then when we're dealing with an esnan, which is a lower threshold? In other words, which one is more delicate? When we're dealing with gavoa, or we're dealing with a hedyet? So obviously gavoa, right? It's easier for something to become asher l'gavoa than it is to become asher l'hedyet, right? When you're dealing with an esnan that's mechubar or talish, it's asher l'gavoa. It doesn't make a difference if it's talish. It doesn't make a difference if it's mechubar. But when we're dealing with a hedyet, an esnan is not asher to the hedyet. An esnan is mutter to the hedyet. So when we're dealing with an esnan, it's mutter l'hedyet, and still when we're dealing with mechubar, it's asher l'gavoa. So nevad, when it comes to nevad, an animal that was worshipped, let's say, or something that was worshipped, and now you want to use that in the Beis HaMikdash, she'asher b'talish l'hedyet, we know that a nevad is asher b'talish to a hedyet, in odin she'asher b'mechubar l'gavoa, then there's no question that it should be asher b'mechubar l'gavoa. In other words, when we're dealing with something that's disconnected from the ground, it's very possible for that thing to become worshipped and usher to a hedyot, right? Now, obviously, we're talking about where there's some sort of tfisas yad, when there is human involvement in making this avodah zarah, it's very possible that once the person uses it as avodah zarah, it's usher betalish in a state, while it's disconnected from the ground, it's possible for that to become usher, but not entirely, and that's usher tedyotim. So, enodin. So then it goes without saying then that it should be usher if it's connected to the ground to be used for the base of Mikdash. So again, what Rav is basically doing is Rav is saying that we know that the rules for Esnan are for Hedyotim, the Esnan is mutter. It's perfectly fine that the Esnan would be mutter to sell, to use, whatever. But it's Asr the Gevalah. We know that. And presumably, the Isr the Gevalah is whether it's Talish or Mechover. So when it comes to Nevad, if we know that Nevad is Asr with Talish Lahadid, we know that in Nevad, it's Asr to be used to have any Hana for regular people. If a person worships something in Avodah Zarah, becomes Asr as long as there was Tfisas Yad involved. So too, then, it should for sure be Asr the Gevalah. A Nevad should be Asr the Gevalah, and that would presumably apply to whether it's Talish, whether it's Mechover. So therefore, Rava says, based on my Svara, I can answer the question that when you have something that is Mechubar, you see that there's such a thing as Yesh Nevad B'Mechubar Eitzel Gava. So, Amar Le Rav Huna B'Reid Rav Yoshua L'Rava. So now Rav Huna B'Reid Rav Yoshua says to Rava, Ochilafu, maybe it's just the opposite. Maybe the Svara should result in the exact opposite conclusion. Uma Nevad, just like when it comes to Nevad, and this is what you should say, this is the Svar, just like when it comes to a Nevad, she'asher betalosh, it's al hedyot, just like when it comes to a Nevad, which is also when it's disconnected from the ground. Again, we're dealing with a case where a person bows down to something that involves Tfisas Yad, and so he was able to make it into Avodah Zarah, so we know that thing that's Avodah Zarah is usher to have any anah, it's usher lehedyot. So, mutter b'mechuber l'gavoa, but still, when it's mechuber, when it's connected to the ground, it's mutter l'gavoa. Right? In other words, you made an assumption. Your assumption was that Nevad is Asr B'Talish, and therefore we should be able to learn that it should be Asr B'Mechuber L'Gavoah. I'm telling you that no, when something is Nevad, it's Asr when it's disconnected from the ground. It's possible to make it Asr when it's disconnected from the ground. It's Asr B'Hana. But it's still Mutter when it's Mechuber. How do I know? Because of the pasuk Shnemer Eloheim Alaharim, we know that from that pasuk it teaches us V'lo Aharim Eloheim, that the Avodah Zarah is on the mountains, not the mountains themselves. Mountains cannot become Aser, and so the same way that they can't become Aser Bahana, they can't be Aser. We're going to assume that means that they can't become Aser. They don't become Aser at all. Loshna LaHedyot, Loshna LaGavoah. Doesn't make a difference if it's for Hedyot or for Gavoah. So in other words, Rav Huna is saying that just like when it comes to Nevad, we know for Nevad when it's a Talush, when it's disconnected, a person has the ability to make it Avodah Zarah proper, and it's Aser Bahana entirely to Hedyot. And now when I'm dealing with something that's connected to the ground, and a person bows down to a mountain, let's say, the mountain doesn't become Asr L'Gavoah. The pasuk says, Elohim Alaharim, it sounds like it doesn't become Asr at all. What, not to Hedyotim and not to Gavoah. So Esnan, and so therefore when it comes to Esnan, Shemutar Batalish, which is Mutar when it's disconnected from the ground, Lehedyot. We know again, for the Esnan, that is a given, that in Esnan Zona, it's, even though it might be a problem in the base of Mikdash, but there's nothing wrong with her having it, with her selling it. So Einodin Shemutar B'Mechuber L'Gavoah. So then it should go without saying, it should for sure be, should for sure follow that it should be Mutar, that an Esnan, that when it's connected to the ground, it should definitely be Mutar L'Gavoah. So to put them to put everything together, we had Rabbi Rachama's question. Number one, do you say that the concept of Nevad applies to things that are connected to the ground? And even if you do say that it does apply to things that are connected to the ground, do we say that the concept of Nevad would be a problem for Machshirei Karban? Do you say that Machshirei Karban Karban or not? So Rava says, based on my Svara, I'll say that it should be a problem. It should be that, just like for Esna, which is Mutal Lehedyet, but still is Asr when it's Mechubar L'Gavoah. So when it comes to Nevad, which is Asr B'Talish Lehedyet, it certainly should be Asr B'Mechubar L'Gavoah. So Rava's Svara results in a stringent conclusion that Nevad, when it's Mechubar, it should be Asr L'Gavoah. So Rav Huna says back, well, no, don't make the Kav HaChorma that way. I can make the Kav HaChorma in the opposite direction. Then when it comes to Nevad, which is Asr B'Talish, and it's Asr B'Hana when it's Talish, and still it's Mutar L'Gavoah when it's connected to the ground. So when it comes to an Esnan, So you see there that which is the lower threshold. That's easier for something to be asur bana than it is for something to be mutter legava, to be asur legava. So esnan, which is asur betala, which is mutter betalish, certainly should be mutter legava when it's mechuber. So that's Rav Huna's response. So we have Rava's Savara, which tells us, which results in a conclusion of to be machmir, and we have Rav Huna's Savara, which results in a kavachomer to be mekel. To say that that should be that esnan or nevad should be mutter legavoa, and esnan would tell me, and we will learn out that esnan when it's mechuber should be mutter legavoa. So now maybe there's an obvious response though to Rav Huna. The obvious response is read the pasuk. Maybe you're going to tell me the pasuk. Maybe you'll tell me because we have the pasuk Beis Hashem Elokecha, that from the pasuk of Beis Hashem Elokecha, you see that what does the pasuk say? Lo savi esnan zonu mechir kelev Beis Hashem Elokecha. Do not bring an esnan zonu mechir kelev Beis Hashem Elokecha. What does that teach you? Maybe you'll tell me that from this pasuk you see that abayis is mechuber lekarka, and the Torah is answering it. The Torah is saying, do not bring an esnan that is comprised of a bias, let's say he paid her for her services, and the esnan that he paid her with was a bias, it would be usher to be makdish that house for the Beis HaMikdash. So maybe you see that out from the pasuk. Don't bring an esnan zona as a Beis Hashem Elokecha. Maybe that's what it's beferish in the pasukim. Maybe that's what you'll tell me, and therefore Rav Huna's svara, Rav Huna's way of darshaning the Kal Vachomer is a problem. No, no, you can't learn the pasuk based on Shem Elokecha for that. We already need it for something else. We need it for the discussion that we find in the Braisa. There's a Tosefta in Maseches Para that has the following drasha. That based on Shem Elokecha, from that pasuk based on Shem Elokecha, there's one cheetah, Prat Lepara Sheina Ba Lebayis. That's the exclusion of the Para, which is not Ba'a Lebayis, which does not come to the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, that pasuk, we know that the paraduma is not Baal HaBayis, right? We know that its shechita is not done in the Beis HaMikdash, because the pasuk says, V'hotzi osa amichutz lamachane. So when you have an esnan that is brought to the Beis HaMikdash, that's the kind of esnan that's a problem. But a paraduma is not included in that. That's the divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. The Chacham say no. The Rabbi says it's a rikum. That pasuk of Beis Hashem Lekacha is coming to include rikum. Rikum are things when you have gold that's pounded in order to make it into flat plates. So that's the rikum. The rikum are those plates of gold that they would use to coat the walls of the Heichal or the Kodesh HaKadashim, etc. So there, the Chama understand that Beis Hashem Lekacha teaches you, you can't bring an Esen Zona that's going to be used for Beis Hashem Lekacha. In other words, let's say he pays a Zona for her services using gold. She cannot then donate that gold to the Beis HaMikdash to be used to plate the Heichal or the Kodesh HaKadashim. That's the point. So either way, though, you see that this pasuk of Beis Hashem Lekacha is already used up for something else. It's already used to teach you this concept for either to exclude paraduma from the concept of esnan or to include these plates of gold. So now that leaves us at this machlokas between Rav and Ravuna. Can we address Rami Ruchama's question? And are we going to address it based on Svar to say that something that's mechuber legavoa is usur because when it's nevet or not? So we have two possibilities. Either you say the kavachomer lechumra or you say a kavachomer legula. So says the Gemara, Amalei. So he says back to him, Ana kamina lechumra, va'at amar lekula. So Rava says back to Rav Huna, I'm seeing a svara that results in a chumra, and you're seeing a kavachomer lekula? Kula v'chumra lechumra parchinan. If you have an option to say a kavachomer that results in a kula, or a chumra, we say lechumra. Parachinan here, Rashi explains, doesn't mean that we ask a kasha, even though we often say that. But here, it means that we invoke a kavachomer. We construct a kavachomer. That's what the word pircha is. So Rava's response is, I don't get what you're doing. I'm saying a kavachomer, which is lechumra. You're saying a kavachomer, which is lekula. That's not how we construct kavachomers. We construct them if you have two options, you say the kavachomer that is lechumra. So Amalei Rav Papa l'Rava. So Rav Papa says back to Rava, wait a second. V'kol heicha de'ika kula v'chomer l'kula lo parchinan. Is that true? Anywhere where you have an option to say a kavachomer, either as a kula or as a chumra, you don't say it as a kula? You don't say it to result in the kula? Like what Rav Huna wanted to do? I thought there is a place in Shas where it seems to be that there's exactly machlokas about this, and there's a Tana who thinks that it is legitimate to say al kavuchomer lekula. V'ha'azah de Pesach, isn't there when it comes to hazah by carbon Pesach? The pligi Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva, where there's a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. To Rabbi Eliezer, sarv lechumra, that Rabbi Eliezer thinks to say a kavuchomer lechumra, v'kam achayev le'lagavra, and they add in over here the Pesach, that would result in a person being obligated in a carbon Pesach, v'Rabbi Akiva legul, and Rabbi Akiva wants to say a kavuchomer that would be lenient, upater, and exclude and exempt him, v'kaparach Rabbi Akiva legul, and Rabbi Akiva suggests to make the kavuchomer lekula. Meaning to say, and here's the background over here, is that this is the discussion at the beginning of the sixth parak of Pesachim, where it's discussing all the things that are Docha Shabbos if Yodalit comes out on Shabbos. So if Yodalit comes out on Shabbos, what are you supposed to do about Korban Pesach, right? You have knives that you need to bring to the base of Mikdash. So are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to bring those knives on Erev Pesach? If Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, if that's when you're going to be shechting the Korban Pesach. So along in that discussion is a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. What happens if, Rachman al-Zon, a person is Tamei Lames, right? A person came into contact with the dead body shortly before Pesach, and now it turns out they have to go through the hazah process, right? They have to go through the sprinkling of the paraduma, and they need sprinkling on day 3 and on day 7. Well, what happens if their final day, for the day 7, for their sprinkling of the paraduma, the hazah of the paraduma, comes out to be exactly on Erev Pesach? Excuse me, it happens to be on Erev Pesach, which is on Shabbos that year. Which means then, if they don't do the hazah, they're not going to be able to perform the Karban Pesach. They're not going to be able to go through and participate in Karban Pesach. If they do the Hazah, then they are going to be able to participate in the Karban Pesach. So now the question is, do we construct a Kavu Chomer that would obligate this person in Karban Pesach? In other words, that if we say this Kavu Chomer, that would tell us that they should do the Hazah, they should go through the Hazah process and be purified and be able to bring the Karban Pesach, and it would obligate them Karban Pesach? Or do we say that no, say a Kavu Chomer Lekula, and the Kavu Chomer Lekula would say that this person should not do the Hazah on Shabbos, and therefore they are exempt from the mitzvah of Karban Pesach? So in that discussion, Rabbi Akiva was the one who suggested Lekula, and Rabbi Eliezer was suggesting Lechumra. What was going on? The Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah, Heishiv Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Akiva responded to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer wanted to suggest that just like when it comes to Shechita, we know that Shechita, right, if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, that means that all the people who are performing the Karban Pesach are doing Shechita on Shabbos. Well, how can you do Shechita on Shabbos? So the same with the Shechita is a Malacha D'Oraisa, and still it's Docha Shabbos. So something like Hazah, sprinkling of the Efer Paraduma, that's only a Din D'Rabbanan, right? We know that if a person, just going to the mikvah, a person is Tameh. So there's a Mishnais in Mesechus Beitza that talk about this. Or doing Tfilas Kelim on Shabbos or Yom Tif. So the Isser D'Rabbanan for a person to have Hazah is that it looks like they're doing Tikkun Gavra, right? We know that you're not allowed to do Makom Patish, you're not allowed to make Kelim on Shabbos, you're not allowed to fashion Kelim on Shabbos. So when you do Hazah on a person, it's like you're fixing up that person in their halachic status. That's not an Isser D'Raisa, it's an Isser D'Rabbanan. So Rabbi Eliezer wanted to argue that if the same way that Shechita is a Malacha is Docha Shabbos, so if something is, but that's Shechita, which is an Isser D'Raisa, so for Hazah, of course, Hazah is only Din D'Rabbanan. Of course, if you compromise in D'Raisas in order to participate in Karban Pesach, so certainly you should compromise on D'Rabbanans, like Hazah, in order to be able to participate in the Karban Pesach, and therefore this person should be obligated in Karban Pesach. So Rabbi Akiva responds, and he says, no, that Nan, Heishav Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva responded, and he said, oh, Chilof, maybe make a Kal V'chomer exactly the opposite. Ma hazah shimishum shavos, just like hazah, which is an iser d'rabbanan, ain a dochas a Shabbos, is not dochas Shabbos. So shchita shehi d'oraisa l'kol shekein. Well, if you see that hazah is something that is a din d'rabbanan and it's not dochas Shabbos, so then certainly shchita, which is a d'oraisa, if we're not willing to compromise on d'rabbanans for Shabbos for Karban Pesach, so certainly Shechita, which is a Daraisa, you should not compromise on Shechita, you should not compromise on an Issa Daraisa for Karban Pesach. So what do you see? So this is Rav Papa's big point. Rav Papa says to Rav Ravra, you see over here exactly this question of whether you say Kavachomer. You're telling me like it's a blanket rule that you don't say Kavachomer is Lakula. I don't know. There was an option between saying the Kavachomer, the Chumra, or the Kula in the Mishnah in Psachim, and Rabbi Kiv had no problem suggesting a Kavachomer, which resulted in a Kula, which resulted in exempting a person from the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. So says the Gemara, no, Hasam. Rava says back to Rav Papa, Hasam over there in that Gemara, in Psachim, Rabbi Eliezer Gamre, the Iker Le Tamuda. Rabbi Eliezer had forgotten some of his learning. The Asher Rabbi Akiva had Kurin. Rabbi Akiva was coming to remind him. He was prodding him along in a thought process. That's what was going on over there. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer forgot what the halach was. And he was trying to construct a Kavachomer to arrive at the right pshat. And so he suggests this Kavachomer. He says, I know that by Shechita, Shechita's Docha Shabbos for Karban Pesach, so certainly Hazah should be Docha Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva is trying to remind him, no, that's not true. That maybe it's the other way around. Maybe you'll say that if Hazah is not Docha Shabbos, so Shechita should also not be Docha Shabbos. And Rabbi Akiva is just trying to get Rabbi Eliezer to think about it and to say, well, that's obviously not true, because we know that Shechita is definitely Docha Shabbos, because another pasuk says B'mado. And so Rabbi Eliezer does think about it a little bit, and it's not successful. Rabbi Akiva didn't successfully get him to rethink the Cheshbon. And so Rabbi Eliezer says to Rabbi Akiva there, he says, Akiva, how could you say such a thing? The pasuk says B'mado, that it has to be done in the proper time, and Karban Pesach has to be done in the proper time, which means that even if Pesach is on Shabbos, you have to bring the Karban Pesach, so you have to do Shechita. So now Rabbi Akiva says back, and that's what Rabbi Akiva said back to Rabbi Eliezer, behind the Armalei, that's what Rabbi Akiva was saying, that Rabbi, Altak Fereini B'Shasa, then don't deny this. Don't deny this at this time. In other words, you yourself, kach mekubal ani mimecha, this is what I have a Kabbalah from you. You taught this to us. Hazah shivus, hazah zedin drabanan, ve'ina dochas Shabbos. And it's not dochas Shabbos. And that's what was going on over there. Rabbi Akiva, you're trying to bring it as a riot. Rabbi Akiva clearly felt that you can darshan a kavah, you can say a kavah chomer to be mekubal. That's not what was going on. Rabbi Akiva was saying something extreme in order to get Rabbi Eliezer to think about it, because Rabbi Eliezer had forgotten his learning. And so Rabbi Akiva says, you taught us this. You taught us that Hazah is a din darabanan, and it's not Tocha Shabbos. And he's just trying to get him to arrive at what the halacha is. But not that you can actually point to that Mishnah Psachim, that Gemara Psachim, to say that, oh, you see that if you have an option of darshaning, of saying a kavah chomer, lakula or chomra, you could just as well say it lakula. That's not true. You can only say it lakumra. And therefore, if you were to ask Rava, Rava would say, good. And this is the answer to Rami Rahama's question. That just like when it comes to an esna, which is mota b'tal shlehedit, but it's still asher l'gavoa when it's mechuber. So when it comes to nevad, which is asher b'tal shlehedit, it should certainly be asher b'mechuber l'gavoa. Okay.